Welcome to the Breathe to Heal podcast. My name's Joby, and we're going to talk all about breath work. We're going to talk about consciousness, meditation. We're going to really help empower you in all areas of your life through mindset, mindfulness, well-being, and all different holistic practices. I hope you enjoy the show. Sit back and relax. Hey everyone, welcome to today's show. I've got my beautiful friend Jess Harrod from Breathe Out with Jess, an amazing breath worker, and I'm very honoured to have you on, Jess. Jess is actually going to be one of our facilitators at our Breathathon event on October 24th, which we're going to talk all about at the end of the show. So Jess, thank you for coming on and giving me your time. I know you're super busy, clients and teaching people all about breath work and how to really impact themselves in all areas of their life. So tell the people a little bit about yourself, what you do, and how you're guiding people with breath work.
Well, first of all, hello and thank you so much for having me here, and hello to everyone who's listening. I do guide people to empower themselves to use their breath to heal themselves or change their lives. And I think it's quite easy to get very hyperbolic about this and say, oh, I changed people's lives. And that can sound a bit inauthentic and like it's a sort of marketing spiel. But I genuinely have had my own life changed or changed my own life through using breath work. So I really do believe that. And I do say it because it is true. The first time I did breath work, I just had the most incredible experience of clearing old energy, things that I didn't even realize I was holding on to, connecting with them and being able to release them and then go and take action in my life. For example, forgiving someone, I was holding a grudge that I didn't even realize I was holding. And those things were having a real impact on my life without me realizing. So helping people to become aware of where they are by using their breath. I'm very passionate about that because it is life-changing. It can be life-changing. And it's about empowering them to do it for themselves. I'm not doing anything to them, just helping them remember themselves and connect with themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm exactly the same. I'm just the guide. People are, it's a breath work is self-healing, and we're just giving them the tools. We're just showing them how to actually breathe correctly and functionally, and the breath is miraculous and has so many healing powers and benefits. But how did you first come into breath work? What was your talk? Let's talk a little bit about your first experience. It sounds very powerful.
So I did something called the happiness course because a friend was teaching on it, and they do the Sudarshan Kriya as part of their the breath that they use.
Yeah,
and it was the first time I was a bit like, oh, this is a bit strange. So I had come from a very, you know, I'd done yoga as exercise, you know, completely, I don't know how to really describe it, but not really into alternative healing modalities at that stage in my life. So I was very much like, oh, this is very foreign to me. I felt a little bit uncomfortable initially, but when I started to do the breathing, it just was so incredible. And also going into the session, I was like, how can breathing do anything or change anything? It's just breathing. Everyone breathes all the time, every day. And that's the power of it. That's the exciting thing about it, is we do all have access to our breath, obviously. And we've all got the ability to use our breath and sort of manipulate it to change our state and to access things like stuck energy and stuck emotions. I did the session, and it was quite physically tiring as well, which I wasn't expecting. It was really intense activating breath as opposed to relaxing breath. I think a lot of people think about breath work and they think about going into the parasympathetic nervous system and relaxing. And yes, obviously we do use breath work to relax ourselves and to calm ourselves, but we can also use it to activate our nervous system and to really get into our bodies and sort of shift things around. So for me, it was very much one of those active shifting. It was quite an explosive experience, really. And I definitely came out of it thinking, oh my goodness, I did that by myself, alone in my room, just me and my breathing. And I feel like I felt like a different person when I came out of it. I had this, as I said, this massive realization that I was holding a huge grudge against someone in my life. And just acknowledging that was massive for me. And realizing that without knowing it, I was spending all this energy on it, you know, unconsciously in the back of my mind. And having that released just really, wow, it just freed up a lot of my energy to focus on moving forward with that relationship. And it's been a very healing experience for that relationship in particular and my life in general. So
yeah, sounds amazing. I always remember my first time doing a breathwork. I went to a shamanic course. I was in a real place of bad anxiety at the time. I'd just had another near-death miss. I have had 7 near-death misses, by the way. I've really been through the mill, but it was after one of the accidents I had, and I was just went into the shamanic retreat just to try and get some healing. And they were doing this breath work and they was all drumming. Obviously, it was the first time I'd been to something like this. This was about 13 years ago.
Wow.
And they got me to breathe while they were drumming. So I was breathing with the beat of the drum. And it just gave me the most euphoric, blissful, peaceful experience I've ever had in my life. I was just like, what is this? I was hooked. So I just kept practicing that breath while I was at home, healing myself. And I didn't even realize what I was doing. But and then later down the line, I had another near-death experience. And I was like, the breath. So I went back to the breath and I just started healing again. So it was another thing. It was like a remembrance. Oh, back that time a few years ago when I'd done that, I healed myself. So I started doing it again. So I started healing myself and I got the same results. I healed myself and it was like rapid transformation.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was incredible. So after that, I was just like, there's something in this. I need to explore this. So I just started studying it and going to more breathwork events and shamanic events. And it was always about the breath. The breath was always the main tool that they was using to heal. And I was like, this is so special. We all breathe. So I just started delving in. And one thing led to another. And I was just absolutely just changed my life. Completely and utterly changed my life. So I'm so grateful for this. I actually did a podcast a couple of weeks ago where we was talking about, do you breathe or do you really breathe? Because obviously we all breathe every single day, 30,000 times a day, whatever it is that your breath signature gives you. But when you actually tune into the breath and you can control the mind, you can control your nervous system, you control your physiology, your energy, and as you said, you can relax or you can energize yourself, and you've got all these different functions. It's just endless what you can do with the breath. So especially when you're under stress and chaos, it's got to be one of the best tools that you can use.
Absolutely, it's so powerful. And funny you should say that about having the experience initially and then, you know, going back to it after a little time because of your accident. I didn't regularly start doing breath work after my first experience. It was probably about 6 months later, maybe a bit longer, when the COVID pandemic started and I realized I was walking around holding my breath with extreme anxiety. And this is where the name of my company comes from, Breathe Out, because so much of the breathing, the problems that people have with breathing are related to not breathing out fully and not having that lovely, beautiful, long exhale. And I was in a bit of a state of desperation. You know, what do I do? How do I help myself? And a friend of mine mentioned she had tried transformational breath work. a few months before, which I thought, no, that again, I was still on the fringes of, you know, exploring this alternative healing stuff. So I was like, no, that sounds too crazy for me. So anyway, I did a session spontaneously. And that was when I had this incredible euphoric, just undescribable experience session. And the next morning I booked my breathwork training to become a breathwork teacher. I was like, this has to be shared. And I know you're passionate about sharing it. Why isn't everyone doing this? You know, every normal mum like me, you know, working mother, living in London, three kids, super stressful life. Why isn't everyone doing this breathwork? Because it is so accessible.
Of course, it is. We all need to know how to, we're all the masters of the breath. But it's like, now it's time for, if everyone just knew breathwork.
Yeah.
If everyone just knew breathwork, like breathwork is becoming the new yoga. It's became very, very popular. And it is changing lives all over the world.
Mm. It's still seen as quite an alternative thing though, isn't it? And part of my work is to really try and make it very accessible to the average person, you know, no disrespect meant to anyone, but, you know, people walking around living lives, you know, working in cities or whatever, having kids, all those stresses that they're coping with, if they could just learn the simple techniques of breath work. Yeah, I'm really passionate about that.
I think every parent, if you've got children, every parent needs breath work.
Tell me about it. I use breath work this very morning and every morning this week. Yes. I've got three children, and two of them have got ADHD and ASD, or they're on the autistic spectrum disorder.
They're very gifted kids.
They are gifted in their own way. However, the structures that they are forced to fit into, like school, don't necessarily suit them. So it's really tricky, because, you know, you want them to fit into society and achieve, you know, but at the same time society's almost setting them up to fail in some ways. So it's a really tricky balance to try and help them to always feel confident and loved and like they're amazing, successful, incredible humans, even if they're not achieving academically at school, just one of their small examples, or socially. And so the added stress of that, and then, you know, the everyday, like just the stress of getting your child ready for school, for example. If you want to sort of remove one of the main stresses of being a parent, I would say, so I used to shout at my kids all the time, to the point where my third baby, when he was probably about one at the time, he's five now, he used to laugh when I shouted, and I was like, oh my gosh, I think he thinks that's just me. You know, that's how mummy shows love. So I was like, desperately need to sort this out, started working on myself. And one of the things that I still, on occasion, I'm not perfect, I will sometimes raise my voice, but generally, you know, 99% of the time, I use my breath to just keep myself calm and level, and it works absolute wonders, I have to say. Now when I do shout, the kids get upset, which is obviously something that, you know, reminds me not to. But it's good that it's something out of the ordinary now when I shout, if I do shout. And I just think that shouting, I know a lot of parents who struggle with shouting, because you shout at your kids, you lose your shit with them, and then you feel terrible afterwards. No one shouts at their kids and then feels amazing. Oh yeah, you know, shout at the kids. We all started with a horrible shouting morning, and now they've gone to school, you know, probably feeling like broken inside to be faced with all these challenges. Just having a calm morning as one small example of the way that breath work helps. And I use 4-4 breath a lot. So breathing in through the nose with the Ujjayi breath. So a constriction in the throat. Just to really stimulate that vagus nerve, which causes relaxation or brings relaxation. That's a really good balancing breath, just in for 4, out for 4. And then if I'm really stressed, in for 4 and then out for 8, because extending that out breath really activates the parasympathetic nervous system. And if I'm ever feeling anxiety, which often can heighten a situation with children, you know, if you're feeling anxious already and then they start to play up, it can really make your fuse very short. I often use that.
I can imagine every parent now listening to this, like, I need to know this breath work.
It's so it's honestly, it really is life-changing. If you can start the morning in a sort of physically relaxed state, and I know a lot of us are dealing with a lot of external stressors, you know, the petrol crisis. I don't know. You open the newspaper these days, which I try not to do as much as possible, but it can feel like a very stressful world to live in. So if you can just give yourself that little bonus, that little extra support of that calming breath work, you then are in a much better place to cope with that, you know, that assault that your children can sometimes bring in the morning.
Yeah, I can imagine a lot of parents are going to get some value from this. Would you possibly mind just doing a little demonstration just so people can walk through just for a couple
absolutely.
Of minutes?
Yeah, absolutely. So let me do a demo of the 4-8 because I think that's really helpful. So you can obviously adjust it to 4-4. It's pretty straightforward. The most important thing is to, as I mentioned, constrict your throat. So it's a bit like, what's a good way of, so if you hold up your hand in front of your mouth and pretend that you're fogging up a mirror, so making a ha sound with an out breath, and then you want to do that with your mouth closed. So it's, and you can feel that constriction in your throat. If you want to just use that constricted throat for the in-breath and the out-breath, and you breathing in through your nose and out through your nose. So it's just in for 4 and out for 8. In for 4. Out for 8. And I mean, I've just done that demo, just 2 breaths, and I already feel super chilled. Honestly, I highly recommend it with that throat constriction and in through the nose and out through the nose. And obviously extending the out breath for a little bit longer can help, because the longer your out breath, the more benefit you can get from that out breath. And you could introduce a breath hold as well for 4. So you could do in for 4, hold for 4, out for 8.
Yeah, breath holds are amazing for calming yourself and just getting yourself into that very now moment, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, and as anyone can hear listening to this, it's not hard. It's not too tricky. I mean, you might need to try it a few times to get it right. You might find that holding an out breath for a long time is tricky for you, especially if you're quite stressed. But it's just about building on that. So you might start with a 4, you might move to a 6, you might then move to an 8. So don't feel bad if you can't breathe out. For 8, you don't want to be in a position where you feel like you have breath hunger, you feel like you're gasping for breath. Absolutely not. That's not what it's about. It's not a competition. It's just about feeling relaxed. So, yeah.
I love that. It's very calming, very relaxing. So all of you parents listening to this, I hope this helps. I hope this gives you a tool that can help calm the mind in the morning when you're dealing with your kids, or at night time when they don't want to go to bed. All the different scenarios that the children bring you. I'm glad I don't have children personally. I'm not going to lie. My brother had 6 and it sort of put me off a little bit.
Wow. Yeah, 6 is a lot. I think 3 is a lot. Yeah, 6 is a lot. I can sort of understand people maybe even looking at my life and thinking, that might not be for me.
I like my peace.
Yeah, me too, which is why I have to use breath work.
Yeah, exactly. So, perfect. Guys, I hope you got some value from that. So Jess is going to be a facilitator on our Breathathon event on October 24th, and we're going to be delving into a full session with Jess. So Jess, tell us a little bit about what you're going to be doing on the day and why people should come and get involved.
So on the day, I'm so excited, by the way. Thank you for inviting me to teach. I'm going to be doing a transformational breathwork session. And that is the same session that I had my big experience, you know, the second time I tried it.
Amazing, amazing.
Wow, yeah. And I think I'm going to be really focusing on just helping people to connect with anything that's stuck in their body. So with the transformational breathwork, we breathe into the sacral chakra and the heart space, so the belly and the chest, And those are places where we can keep a lot of shame. So think about shame, or think about a time that you might have felt really embarrassed, or you did something really that you feel is shameful. You might feel a squirmy, horrible sensation in your belly. Those are the stuck emotions that we are going to be accessing with that breath. I like to say, you blast into them, but, you know, in a gentle way. Opening up your body and just seeing what we can explore and feel in there. You might not be ready to release some of the stuff that you connect with, and that's fine. And the heart space as well. So if you think about, if you feel anxiety or anxious or panic ever, you'll feel that often in your chest. So we just breathe to open up that area and again, connect with anything there and release. We also do a lot of expression. So the out breath is very much a through the throat. So throat chakra is stimulated. And we do a little bit of sound making, so expression in that as well, some laughter, some shouting, which again, some people find a bit strange at first, but wow, it really helps. Because if you're accessing those stuck emotions and stuck energies, you really want to have the opportunity to express them in a safe space. And I also really, really like to try and offer a really safe space where people feel empowered to do as much as they feel they can do. So it's not about having a really like intense out-of-body experience always or at all. But if that's what happens and that's what you want, go for it. I also encourage people just to be very gentle with themselves, you know, opening themselves up gently and, yeah, just expressing what they want to, what they're ready to.
I'm excited and I'm very grateful to have you on as a guest facilitator for the day. It's going to be a beautiful experience. Myself, you and Jordan Turner. I actually interviewed him last night for another podcast as well, so that's ready. But yeah, it's going to be an amazing day. So guys, you can get your tickets at b2hbreathwork.com. There is a choose your own pricing plan as well, so there's about four or five different options that you can choose from. If you don't have the money, please let us know. I will always facilitate people who really need the healing but don't have the money. So let us know, and we will be with you 10 a.m. on that day, 10 till 2 o'clock, 4 hours, free instructors. And we're going to absolutely clear any blockages, any stagnant, dormant energies, and we're going to help you create and manifest that life that you want to have and you deserve to have as well. So I'm super excited. So Jess, thank you for joining me today. It's been an absolute pleasure. And guys, thank you. I hope you enjoyed the show. This is Breathe to Heal. Jovi, over and out. Adios. See you soon. Bye-bye. Okay, everyone. Thank you for joining our show today. Hope you enjoyed it. This is Breathe to Heal. Please download our app for daily breath work and meditation classes. Please go and grab your tickets for the Breathathon on the 24th of October. It's going to be on Zoom, where you can come and join us anywhere in the world, from your own living room, your bedroom, wherever it may be, and really learn skills and techniques that's going to empower and impact your life. It's going to be very, very special. Lots of love for everyone. Have a great day. Thank you for joining the show.